بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters, last night we spoke of the second attribute of the muttaqin. Now, in order to be amongst the muttaqin, there is this structure that we need to put up. The foundation, what was our foundation? Can anyone remember? What was the foundation? Iman. Iman bil ghayb. That is your foundation. You need a solid foundation. Al-Iman bil ghayb. Once the foundation was in place, we put up a structure. What was that structure? Salah. Iqamatul salah. The structure goes on to that foundation. So you have Iman as your foundation, then you have the structure that goes on top of that foundation, and that is salah. That is necessary. It's built, it's firm, it's strong. What happens after that? Then there are other aspects related to the building. There's the plumbing, which is a necessary component, but you can't start with the plumbing. You can't give importance to the plumbing. You can't ask the plumber to come and attend to the plumbing, or the electrician to come and attend to the electrical aspects of the building until you don't have a building. So you find many a time a person, mashallah, in as far as generosity is concerned, extremely generous, and generosity is commendable and greatly rewarded in Islam. But you find that person, he feels that, look, because of my generosity, I can sort of express or show negligence towards salah. Or let me rephrase that. You find a person showing negligence towards his salah, and he feels that negligence can be compensated through his acts of generosity. But that salah is the building. The acts of generosity and the charity and all these other attributes and characteristics are absolutely important, but you cannot purify the building and attend to the secondary issues until and unless the primary building is in place and the primary aspects are taken care of and are attended to. So we move on to the third attribute. Now just remember, we said the sequence is absolutely important. Iman bil ghayb, that's the foundation. Put a structure on the foundation, which is salah, and now you start attending to the other aspects of that structure. Allah says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Now comes spending. And the muttaqeen, who are the muttaqeen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from what we have given them, from what we have provided them, they spend. Yunfiqoon. Now, yunfiqoon, whenever Allah uses yunfiqoon, yunfiqoon means to spend from one's wealth. But whenever yunfiqoon is used in the Quran, generally it refers to voluntary spending. So they go beyond the obligatory spending, which is zakah, the obligatory spending, which is fitrah. They go beyond that, yunfiqoon. When Allah speaks of zakah, He says yu'toon az-zakah. There Allah uses yu'toon, yu'toon, to give, to discharge zakah. But when it comes to voluntary spending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term yunfiqoon. So the muttaqeen, they do not only discharge the obligatory financial act of charity, but also voluntarily spend of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided them. And we look at, if we study the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, mimma. Allah did not say, wama razaqnahum yunfiqoon. If Allah had to say, ma razaqna, without the min, مَا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, it would mean they spend everything we have given them, all of it, they spend it in the way of Allah. But Allah does not burden a soul more than it can bear. Allah says, وَمِمَّا, a portion. Min means a portion from what we have given them, right? A portion of that they dedicated towards charity, voluntary acts of charity, a sign of a muttaqi, one of the characteristics and the qualities of the muttaqi. And understand charity as a transfer from one account into another account. If you have two accounts, right? You have two accounts, two different banks, and you're doing a transfer. from one bank account into another bank account. Okay? You don't mind all that money being transferred. You don't mind because you know it's just going into another bank account. As much as you are transferring perhaps from your primary bank account, as much as you are transferring, you don't mind at all because you know it's going into another bank account that belongs to you. That's exactly what sadaqah and charity is. When you are giving charity, you are transferring it from the account of this dunya in the account of akhirah. That's what it is. With wonderful maximum returns in the akhirah. To understand the returns, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dedicated a few ayat, and you do not find ayat of this nature anywhere else in the Quran. Further on in Surah Baqarah in the third juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dedicated a number of ayat to spending, voluntary spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in tomorrow's session, we will discuss some of these ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of voluntarily spending in the way of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the understanding.